Thank you, Tom. Yes, Jan McElvey has an article on the Jacobin magazine website called Organizing to Win a Green New Deal. It's about how the role of labor is essential to the climate struggle. Jane McElvey has been an organizer and negotiator in the labor movement for over 20 years. She also recently did a great interview about organizing with Daniel Denver on The Dig, a great podcast associated with Jacobin. And here's a very shortened version of her Jacobin piece. Demands for real climate justice got a welcome boost recently as youth walked out of schools worldwide on March 15th. Images in mainstream and social media exploded with pictures of young people marching into plazas across the world confronting intransigent elected officials. But to halt and reverse the carbon economy, save the planet, and create a future with jobs that youth will look forward to requires far more power and a serious strategy. The left has yet to prove it can move from rhetoric to reality about green jobs. The role of unions is crucial. Public service unions can and must negotiate for climate justice. As one organizer said, any seasoned union campaigner worth her salt loves a contract fight because it has a hard deadline that focuses everyone's attention, expiration, and a strike threat. Climate science gives us a new deadline and an opportunity to show that we're up to the task. We have 12 years. If we take the 12 years outlined in the recent IPCC report as our deadline for drastically cutting carbon emissions, what's a credible plan to win by 2030? For people serious about winning really hard fights, making a plan starts by doing comprehensive power structure analysis and building a real war room. This is indeed a war, one that so far has been won by the Koch brothers and their ilk. Our side needs to get used to the military language because what we have been doing, being polite and going to big orderly marches, is not saving the planet or creating a fair and just economy, and it's wishful thinking to imagine otherwise. War rooms are physical spaces where people with necessary experience and fortitude brainstorm and plan what it will take to win. They plan for the world as it actually exists, facing the challenge of organizing a set of messy actors who are too easily divided and conquered and too infrequently able to hold the focus on that which unites us, which is much more than survival. Fortunately, there is one key strategy that has a track record of actually winning the hardest fights in our history, even in spite of increasingly hostile courts. Organizing. Real organizing. Recent victories show that it's possible to build serious power from the ground up in far less time than the Green New Deal's 2030 deadline requires. Three recent examples include the incredible victories waged and won by educators in Chicago, West Virginia, and Los Angeles. In all three cases, smart, progressive, motivated workers with the future of public education at stake transformed moribund, do-nothing organizations into unions capable of leading and winning all-out fights in which the opponents were strong and the odds were stiff. In West Virginia, it took less than a year for a transformation that created a crisis powerful enough to literally flip a Republican, hard-right, fossil-fuel-beholden legislature on its head. All-out strikes can produce that kind of influence. In Chicago and Los Angeles, it took each union 4 years to shift completely from top-down and do-nothing to bottom-up and do-everything well. War rooms and a return to the fundamentals of organizing were key. Are there examples in the climate justice world that might inform what winning looks like? One important example is a recent 3-year endeavor in New York, starting when unions sat down in 2014 to do something serious about climate change. The New York City Labor Council, part of the AFL-CIO, decided that rather than focusing on the 10% of the issues that are divisive, such as the Keystone Pipeline and fracking, it makes more sense to start with the 90% of the issues that environmentalists and unions can easily agree on, including infrastructure, public transportation, and energy production. Environmentalists need to demonstrate with real actions that they can help win high-quality union jobs in these three sectors. Establishing a union-only working group on climate was central to making progress. When Hurricane Sandy hit, it drove home to union members in New York City how serious the issue was, and Irene had hit upstate New York, and everyone was realizing how unprepared we were for what's coming. The storms created an opening for a new conversation that organizers realized had to be union-only discussion about climate change. Environmentalists pay lip service to green jobs, but in practice have consistently failed to recognize that committing to winning high-quality union jobs is essential to effective collaborations with unions. So in 2014, a group of New York unions whose members were hit hard by Sandy decided to start a process to educate themselves about the climate crisis. They formed a working group that included unions key to the solutions in the energy, transport, and infrastructure sectors, as well as the public service unions. They started by bringing in climate scientists to help them better understand the threats. In just 3 years, the working group produced a groundbreaking report titled Reversing Inequality, Combating Climate Change, a Climate Jobs Program for New York State. The unions quickly transitioned from the report to action, using union power to secure a huge victory. New York will get half its total energy needs met by renewable offshore wind power by 2035. A real war room to win the Green New Deal must start with unions doing what unions did in New York. Take initiative, be dead serious about the issue, educate themselves, and use their own knowledge and power to scale up and make a credible plan to win. To actually institute a Green New Deal means rebuilding a robust public sector. A robust public sector means a future filled with good jobs for women and people of color. Good unions understand best how to run a hard fight with a serious deadline. It's time for the 2030 War Room now. I'm Clayton Morgeridge for the Old Mole Variety Hour.
Don't go near the water. Don't you think it's sad what's happened to the water? Our water's going bad. Oceans, rivers, lakes, and streams have all been touched by man. Poison floating out to sea now threatens life on land. Don't go near.